Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, it's not easy to ghostwrite an autobiography of an American war hero, but that is exactly what Ken Murray, author of the upcoming book On Par, was asked to do. On Par is a biography of Colonel Ralph Parr, one of the world's most decorated U.S. Air Force fighter pilots, whom was awarded more than 60 U.S. and foreign decorations during his 34-year-long career. Through Ralph's 5 deployments spanning 3 wars, he pushed every aircraft he flew to its limit. Ralph became the only man in history to earn both the Distinguished Service Cross and the Air Force Cross. Here today to tell us more about ghostwriting and the inspirational story behind On Par is Ken Murray. Ken, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You are certainly more than welcome. Really looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, if you would, tell us about your background and how you became a ghostwriter for this amazing book, On Par.
You betcha. I was born and raised in a small town in Iowa, in Hudson, Iowa. And I grew up in my parents owned a publishing company there, a small publishing company with a weekly newspaper. And so I grew up in the publishing industry, as a kid. Worked my way through junior high, high school, and even worked for them when I went to college. And went to Northern Iowa and got a BA with a journalism minor. So I did some writing, and that's where I really took on the photography aspect too, which is also what I do now. But and then joined the Air Force and flew for 25 years. So the Air Force is in my blood. The journalism or writing aspect is in my blood. And so it seemed like a great fit. And that's kind of where I was coming from when we got started.
Well, your background certainly coincides very well with all of this, and I really appreciate your sharing some of the highlights on your background. Now, tell us more also about the upcoming book, On Par, and why this was an important story to tell.
Well, I met Ralph back in the 2005 time frame, and for the first time. I met him at the O Club at Randolph Air Force Base in San Antonio, and the old guys come to the club on Fridays and they talk to the young flyers and students that are going through Randolph and mentor them. And I just got to know Ralph very, very well. And sitting there listening to his stories every Friday night, he would just have me in awe. You know, he would, he'd go into a particular dogfight and he'd have me on the edge of my seat going, then what did you do? Then what was going through your head? And then what did he do defensively, you know, his opponent and that sort of thing. And I was like, oh my God. So I listened to those stories from 2005, really got into it by 2007. And then by about 2010, I was getting ready to retire from the Air Force. And Ralph had come to the club and left at about 8 or so. And I was sitting there talking to a couple of retired colonels at the table before we all departed. And I said, you know, someone's got to tell Ralph's story. He's got so much going on. The guy was a cat with 9 lives out there. And we've got these World War II guys that are dying daily, and they're taking their stories to the grave. Someone needs to tell his story. And they both looked at each other and then looked at me, and they said, well, you're getting ready to retire. You've got the time and the money. Why don't you do it? I was like, oh my God, okay, let me go home and discuss it with my wife. So I came back over to Houston for that weekend and ran by my wife and decided that, yeah, I was willing to commit because I knew it was going to be, you know, a year or two committing my time. And called Ralph the following Tuesday then, and just called him at his room in his assisted living home and said, hey, Ralph, I was talking to Pick and Smudge Friday night, and they said it's time to tell your story. And I'm willing to sit down and write it with you. And he said, you mean we're going to write a book, and you're going to come over here, and you're going to interview me and tape the interviews and then put it all into a book form? I said, that's right. He said, we're going to talk about flying in airplanes? I said, that's right. A little pregnant pause, and he said, I'm in. So that's what got the ball rolling. And I ended up going over there more than 20 times and visiting with him and taping the interviews. And I ended up, I had the manuscript complete, and he ended up, he passed away December 7th of 2012. And I had read the entire book to him in his seat, in his chair, in his assisted living home. He was able to hear the whole thing. When it was all done, he just sat there with a grin on his face and nodded at me. So I was happy to go. And then, you know, the publishing side of it with agents and publishers and that sort of thing, that comes into the mix. And that's a whole nother story.
Well, now I can just get a little glimpse of why you were inspired to tell this story. Awesome stuff. Certainly has us ready to read this book for sure. Now, if you would, describe how Ralph was in person and what characteristics stood out when you met him. Talk to us about that from your perspective, obviously.
I think the thing that surprised me the most about Ralph, you know, so when I first met him, one of the old guys had come up to me and said, "You need to go meet this guy." I said, "Well, who is it?" "Well, that's Ralph Parr." And I was like, "I have heard of him." "Yeah." And so I went over, and his humbleness, decorated, you know, high ranking individuals, they'll carry that chip on their shoulder. And I am who I am because I did this. He wasn't like that at all. If you wanted to know about him and you were willing to ask questions, you know, directly to him and sit down with him, he would fill you up with any information you wanted to know. That his stories were just flabbergasting. And so that was really, I knew he had lung cancer, and we had no idea how much time he had left. And I was like, man, someone's got to tell his story. But the humbleness that he carried, and totally professional. I think that, you know, he made me a better person because I knew him. He was an officer and a gentleman. He was a great father. He was a great husband. He was one of the greatest fighter pilots in the world, and which no one would have really known. No one would ever know anything about this guy. And some of my pre-readers who have read the book, read the manuscript, they're like, "Holy cow! You know, I didn't know anything about this guy." And so that was kind of the catapult that got me going. It's like, yep, we're going, and we are going in full afterburners so we can get this thing done before Ralph departs this world, you know.
I'm just impressed by the timing of it all. You're taking notice of the importance of getting this story out and making it a reality. Well, well done on your part. Tremendous. Now, you call Ralph Parr, you said he was your hero. What defines a hero in your eyes?
Yeah, I think I have now had two heroes in my life. My first hero was my father, and I was actually, my goal was to sit down and write his book before he passed, and he ended up passing away the day after I retired in 2010. So we got Bin Laden one day, I retired the next day, and my father passed away the next day. So that plan kind of went by the wayside for my retirement plans, but then I rolled right in. But Ralph, he didn't replace my father, but he, you know, Ralph was another hero in my life. And I think once people read this book, they're going to understand where I'm coming from. You know, you haven't heard that much about Ralph because that's the way he was. He was just a humble, humble guy. He kept to himself. And, but when he was ready and willing to tell his story, he opened up to me, and that's what I tried to portray in the book. I mean, the guy, he flew P-38s in World War II, was a double ace F-86s in Korea, and then flew F-4s in Vietnam. There aren't very many guys that did that.
You're so right by saying that. Really, really tremendous today. We're joined by Ken Murray, the author of On Par, The Stunning Combat Missions of American Fighter Ace Colonel Ralph Parr. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, I understand you also had a quite a lengthy career in the Air Force yourself. Do you feel you could identify better with Ralph due to the commonality of both having served our nation?
I think that helped. We both could talk airplanes. We did the airplane speak. We both had been all around this globe. So we could talk about different areas that we'd been to. I participated in 5 wars. So we could talk the trials and tribulations of being separated from your family for extended lengths of periods of time, and that sort of thing. It's like anyone with any with a career that they give their heart to, you're willing to talk about that with anyone. If you are a pharmaceutical rep and you hook up with another pharmaceutical rep out on the road or something, you're going to talk about the highs and lows of what's going on with the products and that sort of thing. We're the same way with aviation, firemen can sit and talk about the biggest fires they ever had when they were with each other. And they don't really, they're not going to open up and tell someone that on the street. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. So yes, me being in the Air Force, I think really did help. And that's, having been there and done it, I knew some of the things that he probably went through, but I wanted to hear him from his mouth. And that's where I was going. And so I would put together interview questions. And when I get over there, that interview question, there would be 5 more questions that came as a result of his answers to my initial question. It's like I said a little bit earlier, what'd you do? What did it smell like? What did it feel like when you were going, straight down at the ground and you pulled out at 300 feet? What was that feeling? That sort of thing. And I tried to write the book in an exciting fashion that will keep the reader's interest. And also, if you're not into aviation that much, but you just want to learn more about someone who served this country and gave his whole heart to this country, On Par is a book for you.
That commonality certainly makes a lot of sense. I think it's an added bonus for sure, as you are the writer of this book. Good stuff. Now, surviving a global pandemic and writing a book is not easy at the same time. Do you have any tips for those hoping to release a book in this climate?
I think it's tough. It's very, very tough. There are so many things that have been affected by the pandemic. For instance, maybe just getting your book into a bindery, for instance, to get on the schedule, because the bindery people were going through COVID or were shut down and that sort of thing. The printing presses, the printers and that sort of thing. There's all kinds of scheduling conflicts that were driven by the pandemic. And where you used to be able to say, this book is going to be released on Tuesday, September 6th. That's very hard to do right now. You almost have to give like a quarter of a year of time. It's going to be released in the second quarter of 2021 or something like that, because that's the most accurate information you can provide. It's hard to nail down an actual release date.
Yeah, I certainly can understand that, and some good points made on that front as well. Now, on another topic, you've already had several endorsements on this book. Whom are some of those that have endorsed you already?
Yeah, I've had some good inputs. I had the General Bill Looney was a former commander of Air Education and Training Command there at Randolph. He was more than happy to endorse the book. General Dave Deptula, that many of your listeners would probably recognize that name. He was an architect of the first Gulf War, the air portion of the first Gulf War. Lieutenant General Chick Cleveland, Charles Cleveland, he's the president of the American Fighter Aces Association. Another name that most of your listeners would probably recognize, General Chuck Horner. He was the air boss for Desert Storm. And also Colonel Chuck de Bellevue, he was an ace in Vietnam with 6 kills. And then I also have a foreword written by General Dave Goldfein, the 21st Chief of Staff of the Air Force. And he recently retired in August of 2020.
Certainly some impressive endorsements, and the whole thing is incredible. I mean, you're getting, not from your experience, to you're getting to know Colonel Ralph Parr, to coming to the point of making the decision to write the book and getting it done and being able to read it back to him before he passed on. Really motivational, inspirational in many aspects, and really appreciate you taking a moment to touch base with us on this book. And I'm sure listeners are wanting to know when they can expect the book to come out and where we can go to reserve an advanced copy. Give us some of the details on that.
You bet. The book is due out midsummer. And that's the best I can give you, just like from what we talked about earlier with the timing, with the scheduling. But it's due out midsummer. It's currently available for pre-orders on Amazon, so you can go out there and look it up, and you're more than welcome to reserve a copy out there.
Again, the title of the book is On Parr, The Stunning Combat Missions of American Fighter Ace Colonel Ralph Parr. Mr. Murray, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly enjoyed your time with us today.
Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate you having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and certainly was our honor. We've been speaking with Mr. Ken Murray, the author of On Parr, The Stunning Combat Missions of American Fighter Ace Colonel Ralph Parr. And to reserve an advanced copy or to get further information, simply visit Amazon.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.